1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Shock in Kentucky today following a deadly bank shooting in downtown Louisville.
This should not continue to happen. Evil should not try to prevail and take over our city.
Interim Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarreal confirms the shooter worked at the bank. He killed four people and injured nine others, including a young officer.
I just want to let everyone know that the officer who is in critical condition today, Officer Nicholas Wilt, 26 years of age, just graduated from the police academy on March 31st. I just swore him in.
We still don't have a motive for the attack, but police say he live streamed it. The mother of a six-year-old boy who shot and seriously injured his teacher back in January will face charges in Virginia. A grand jury indicted Deja Taylor on charges of felony child neglect and a misdemeanor count for making a loaded gun accessible. Police say the shooting was intentional, and that teacher is suing the school district, claiming administrators ignored warnings. Reproductive care advocates are slamming a federal judge's decision in Texas to stop sales of abortion medication mifepristone. Sue Dunlap runs Planned Parenthood in L.A.
Our commitment is that we will be here and that our doors will remain open no matter what. And you know what? That no matter what's going to get a hell of a lot harder.
The Texas decision could affect availability of the drug nationwide. Faculty and staff at Rutgers are on strike today after Marathon bargaining failed to reach a deal. WCBS reporter Zinnia Maldonado is in New Brunswick.
Union leaders say negotiations produced some movement, but the main issues are equal pay for adjunct professors, job security for all faculty, and affordable housing for students.
The expulsion of two Tennessee lawmakers may be short-lived. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Former Rep. Justin Jones could be reinstated today. Nashville officials are set to vote on filling that vacancy with an interim successor, and they're expected to choose him. Memphis's Justin Pearson could be reappointed when the Shelby County Commission meets on Wednesday.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the feds are still looking into a social media leak of classified Pentagon documents, including some related to the war in Ukraine.
There is no excuse for these kinds of documents to be in the public domain. They don't deserve to be in the public domain. They deserve to be protected. So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Officials say some of those photos may be altered. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never really thought about tools until I bought a house in the suburbs. It's like this weird homeowner test if I need a tool for a project and don't have it. And my neighbor Ted loves to give me that look when I ask to borrow a pole saw. A year ago, I didn't even know pole saws existed. And now I gotta borrow one from Ted? What is happening?
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Brian Rausch of Vesper receives accolades for achieving Deer Stewart Level 3 recognition from the National Deer Association. Rausch is the first to receive this recognition in 2023 and only the 67th to have attained this level. Brian founded the Central Wisconsin branch of the Quality Deer Management Association in 1994. Read the full story in the Wisconsin Rapids City Times. Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans are calling for an audit of Wisconsin's veterans' homes after hearing from former staff and volunteers about overworked staff and unsanitary conditions. Much of the focus was on Union Grove in Racine County. The home has been cited for at least 76 violations since 2017 that include failure to investigate reports of abuse, prevent falls, and medication mistakes. Administrator Diane Lynch says, like many other facilities, they've struggled with staffing levels since the COVID pandemic. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 47. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs around 78. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows around 56. Temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Everyone, thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. How you doing, Dom?
Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Feels like a Friday to me, Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all.
Oh, that's right. You're traveling.
Yeah.
You're vacationing, European style.
I'm already checked out. No, it's like 70 degrees in Milwaukee. I got the top back in the car. It's a beautiful day in the Midwest. We've been waiting for this a long time.
A little off topic, but you know, I have a new midlife crisis, a rag top.
Yeah.
Can't figure out how to put the top down. I'm going to have to call the dealer or something.
YouTube it, man. You'll be fine.
I there might be some small service issue. I might have to take it in. Yeah. There's a button. It's just not responsive.
Give it the fines, man.
Hey. Dom, this will be a very big show. In no small part because we've got sort of some big guests. And they're coming in studio here in the Solidarity Realty Studio, joining me very soon. And the big guests are Julian Assange's father and brother. And they are named, want to make sure I get everyone's named accurate, John and Gabriel Shipton. Differing last names. I didn't know Julian Assange actually took on the last name of his stepfather. But John and Gabriel will join me just a little bit right here in Manson, Dom. They have an event tonight at the Barrymore Theater. And that's why they are in town. You can still get tickets, my understanding, at barrymorelive.com, $9 in advance. You better hurry up. The show is at 7 p.m. this evening. And John and Gabriel are, in no small part, going to advocate to release Julian Assange. Ithaca, a fight to free Julian Assange, with an original score by Brian Eno, followed by a panel discussion with John and Gabriel Shipton, again, the father and the brother of Julian Assange. And the moderator is our pal, John Nichols, locally from the Cap Times and, of course, from The Nation magazine as well. A frequent guest here, friend of the Devils. And John, you know, sort of as a prelude to this appearance, Dom, John has written an article over at the Cap Times. I think we need to share some of this. And, you know, before we do, you are an absolutist on many topics, but I am something of a press absolute freedom person. At least if the news is reported accurately, if it's the facts, I think you should be able to report damn near anything without any fear of repercussion or retaliation from the federal government, state government, or anybody else. As long as you are putting accurate information and presuming I'm not the one that stole it.
Okay. All right.
Information.
So there's a few qualifiers in that statement.
From the journalist's point of view, I don't think the journalist should actively go on. I don't think there should be a Watergate. I don't think that journalists should somehow be given release under freedom of press to go and break into someone's building and steal information. But if someone brought that information to me, if Daniel Ellsberg brings me the Pentagon Papers, you bet your ass I'm publishing. That is my belief. So anyways, you maybe take a slightly different tack. By that logic, by my logic, Julian Assange should be freed.
Your logic also precludes some very specific qualifiers. And I'm there. I think the hard question is, when does the act of journalism flow into, you know, conspiracy to commit a crime? I don't know when that is. If you're getting information anonymously from Russian sources and you decide to print them, okay. If you're seeking them and coordinating with the Russian sources, at some point there's
factual information.
Factual information. But you mentioned, if you go in and log and do the hacking yourself, then publish, you cannot claim journalism. Maybe you can, but maybe you still get in trouble for the hacking.
Well, you know, I'm not clever enough to hack. So from my own perspective, from Crudy's prism, hacking could be excluded.
There's a range of behaviors and activities that are, of course, hard to distinguish. And it's a legitimate and difficult question. I generally would err on the side of caution. Absolutely. If it's out there, if there's information that the public does not know and the government is doing on our behalf and in our name, I think once it's out there, we have the right to know.
Well, I hope our audience will learn something this evening. Perhaps they'll go to the Barrymore event at 7. Tickets very affordable, $9. And I'm going to read some of John Nichols. He's the associate editor at the Cap Times. I'm going to start with John's latest. John writes, I've written frequently, not Crudy, John Nichols, he's smarter than me. I've written frequently about the case of Julian Assange, the controversial editor and publisher who founded WikiLeaks in 2006. Assange drew international attention in 2010 when WikiLeaks published leaked evidence of U.S. troops fatally shooting 18 civilians, including Reuters journalist Nabir Noor Eldin and his assistant, Saeed, I can't do Saeed's last name, there's no vowels, from a helicopter in Iraq. The video of the shooting sparked an international outcry, and Assange has for many years been the subject of investigations by the U.S. Department of Justice, and eventually was charged under the Espionage Act. Assange is currently in prison in the United Kingdom, where he's fighting extradition to the U.S., as mentioned, tonight at 7 p.m. at the Barrymore Theater, John Nichols will join in a discussion of the Assange case and the important freedom of the press issues it raises. The event, which is hosted by the Progressive Magazine, our friends Norman Stockwell and company, will include a screening of the film Ithaca, which deals with the case, in a panel discussion featuring Assange's father, and we'll soon have him in studio, John Shipton and brother Gabriel Shipton. Both are joining me. Here's what John wrote last fall about the growing concern on the part of journalists regarding the potential consequences for a free press if the prosecution of Assange goes forward. I quote John Nichols, "A united front is needed to fight the threat to journalism posed by the Assange prosecution. The New York Times and major European publications recognize the U.S. Department of Justice's pursuit of Julian Assange as an attack on press freedom." Now say it louder. I continue. Media unions, independent journalists, and civil libertarians have for 3 years argued that Julian Assange must not be prosecuted by the U.S. Department of Justice for obtaining and publishing classified documents that revealed the extent of the U.S. wrongdoing in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, as the WikiLeaks founder fights extradition from the United Kingdom to the U.S., they've gotten some powerful allies. In a letter dispatched Monday to Attorney General Merrick Garland, it ain't Merrick Garland Day up here yet, Dom, the New York Times joined four major European publications, The Guardian, Le Monde, Der Spiegel, and El Pas, I believe it is, to argue that the attempt to go after Assange using the Espionage Act sets a dangerous precedent and threatens to undermine America's First Amendment and freedom of the press.
Cody, I'll jump in here again in the Cap Times, John Nichols writing. This is from an event last fall. The concern is that by prosecuting Assange under the draconian law that was written in 1917 to prohibit interference with military operations or recruitment during World War I, the Justice Department could create a new tool for intimidating investigative reporters who simply seek to inform the American people about what is being done in their name, but without their informed consent. This is not the first time that major media outlets have decried the targeting of Assange for prosecution, nor is the new letter as bold as the statements that have come from groups such as the International Federation of Journalists and the American Civil Liberties Union. But the letter does represent a major thrust by some of the most powerful names in international journalism to get Garland and the Justice Department to rethink what has come to be seen as an attempt to criminalize common practices by investigative journalists. The letter recalls that the five publications worked with Assange when the so-called Cablegate documents were uncovered, revealing the unvarnished story of how the government makes its biggest decisions, the decisions that cost the country most heavily in lives and money. It notes that the journalists and historians continue to publish new revelations using this unique trove of documents. Unquote. Yet the letter also acknowledges that for Assange, the publication of the 251,000 confidential cables, quote, had the most severe consequences. On April 12th of 2019, Assange was arrested in London on a U.S. arrest warrant and has now been held for 3.5 years in a high-security British prison, usually used for terrorists and members of organized crime groups. Assange now faces extradition to the United States and a 175-year sentence. The prospect that such a sentence could have a chilling effect on journalism is the overarching concern of the joint letter. Another quote from the letter. Holding governments accountable is part of the core mission of a free press in a democracy. Obtaining and disclosing sensitive information when necessary in the public interest is a core part of the daily work of journalists. If that work is criminalized, our public discourse and our democracies are made significantly weaker. Unquote. 12 years after the publication of the Cablegate, it is time for the U.S. government to end its prosecution of Julian Assange for publishing secrets. Bravo! It's about time that the publications that worked with Assange weigh in on a clear defense of the WikiLeaks founder and of journalism. The one frustration I have, again, John Nichols writing here, the one frustration John has with the letter is that it does not specifically call for dropping a narrowly drawn charge that targets Assange for assisting Chelsea Manning, who was a U.S. Army intelligence analyst at the time of the leak, in what the Trump administration's Justice Department decried as a computer hacking conspiracy. The narrower charge, based on the U.S. Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, was developed in an effort to expand options for prosecuting Assange.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got some fine guests coming very soon. Julian Assange's brother and father, they're doing an event at the Barrymore Theater at 7 o'clock tonight. You can still get tickets. $9, barrymorelive.com. But stick around. The Devil's Advocates will give you a preview, and we'll start the debate, Dom. 844-967-2789. It's...
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Find us on the socials at Devil Radio on Twitter. Of course, the Devil's Advocates radio on the Facebooks.
E-Bone, new rule. Don't turn down the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Make them talk louder. Yeah. Like this. Yeah. Just got to rock it out, Dom. Thank you to my sweetie for giving me tickets, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You could have been my plus one, Dom.
I'm sorry, man.
She's not a big fan. Trip. You actually have taken me to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, they're so good. I love them.
I got to tell you, the stadium in Minnesota, ginormous. U.S. Bank Field, where they play the football games. And I'm not sure, but they utilized approximately two-thirds to three-quarters of that stadium. You know, they set up a stage, and then they've got, you know, three stories tall of fans, just this enormity of humanity. And I looked down, and it was like they were sending smoke signals. You know what I mean? Like the freedom wafting through
freedom
the air.
Freedom in the air, right?
I got to tell you, I've always tried to respect indoor stadiums like that. Like, I just don't believe in smoking indoors. And the shiny new football facility. You know, that place is going to smell like skunk till like football season, dude. How do you air out a stadium of that ginormity? It's got to be a little musty in there.
A lot of hotboxing going on.
Oh, it was something terrible in the best sort of way. But I stayed above the fray, Dom. But not up in the third balcony. I got to tell you, I'm not a big guy for heights. And I moved down. We moved down. You could kind of stand on the outside of the seating area on the lower bowl.
Yeah.
I'm up there in the nosebleeds and great dead on seats. Like my wife's like, well, I picked the straight on seats. I'm like, yeah, a little closer next time. But anyways, hey guys, how you doing? Some young guys trying to join the show. Sorry, when they're making faces, you got to acknowledge them out there, Dom. So anyways, had a good time at the concert. You get so disappointed in me. I mean, aren't we trying to engage with the audience?
Yeah, you could engage and acknowledge them and still stay on your chain of thought. But
I'm talking about a concert I went to Saturday night. If I didn't tell this story from start to finish, would you be missing out? So I had a good time. Big honking stadium smells like weed now. That's the story. Thanks, baby. You know, I came down and stood on the lower bowl because I was too chicken, you know what, to sit up. I was holding on to my seat the whole time. Like, you can't rock out of the class if you're holding on like you're in turbulence on an airplane.
You can't sit down at a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, man. That's not allowed.
No, it got better when I moved away.
When Flea sits down, you can sit down.
Yeah, you didn't sit down, dude.
No, hell no.
Anyways, had a good time. Thanks, baby. Going to the NAB next week, Monday and Tuesday. You're going to have to find some fine fill-in hosts because apparently Bomblastica is going to take care of the gear for the weekend. Max Inc. Radio got a big event going on this weekend. We'll give you more details later in the week. And Dom, big event at the Barrymore Theater tonight, Ithaca. A fight to free Julian Assange. That is happening with John and Gabriel Shipton, who are the father and brother of Julian Assange. And it's being moderated by John Nichols. We were referencing John's column over at the Capital Times, Dom, and I know we didn't get to all of it. perhaps the conclusion. Last year.
Go ahead. There's not a lot left in that. Go ahead, Curdy.
Okay, I was just going to read the last two paragraphs. Is there more you think I should get more meat on the bone than that?
Nope, knock it out.
Okay, last two, three, four paragraphs. The letter from the New York Times, The Guardian, Le Monde, Der Spiegel, and El Pas answers the call in large measure. But at this critical juncture, there should be no lack of clarity regarding the extradition charges against Assange. That's why it is important that the message of IFJ's Journalism is Not a Crime campaign to be amplified, not just by media outlets and fine journalists like the Devil's Advocates, but also by civil rights and civil liberties groups. Last year, the ACLU, Amnesty International USA, and Human Rights Watch warned the Justice Department that a precedent created by prosecuting Assange could be used against publishers and journalists alike, chilling their work and undermining freedom of the press. That was a quote, Dom. Their letter specifically expressed concerns about, again a quote, criminal and extradition proceedings related to Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, under the Espionage Act and the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. It also acknowledged that while the signatories to this letter have differing perspectives on Mr. Assange and his organization, they were and are united in their view that, and here is also a quote, Dominic, that the criminal case against him poses a grave threat to press freedom both in the United States and abroad. And on that part, Dom, I am a free press absolutist. I don't think that journalists should be prosecuted for doing their jobs. And how do you define journalists? However I want. Depends on my mood, right? Like,
yes, in some regard, but no, I mean, there is a general definition of what journalism is, and if you're operating within that scope, absolutely, freedom of the press. And again, where is the line crossed?
Well, with the U.S. government and military actions when they don't want that information shared because they're doing something that we, the American people, may not be so agreeable to.
What if it's things that are not necessarily that we would be disagreeable with? What if it's state secrets, something along those lines? You know, something that is harmful, although not necessarily, you know, killing of innocent civilians and Reuters staffers in a live war in Iraq. Other circumstances.
How about treatment of detainees at Abu Ghraib?
Right.
I mean, we needed to know that those practices needed to end. Waterboarding and worse, that's what was exposed on. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Got two fine guests joining me in the Madison studios. John Shipton and Gabriel Shipton, the brother and father of Julian Assange. Big event going on at the Barrymore Theater tonight. You can attend a screening, Ithaca, Fight to Free Julian Assange. $9. Get the tickets now while it's still advanced. BarrymoreLive.com. Come back. More Devil's Advocates with John and Gabriel.
The Shaw 101 FM. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Roller Derby is rolling into a new season. The nonprofit Roller Derby organization in Stevens Point is owned and operated by its skaters. They provide an inclusive sense of community, inclusion, and fun for anyone interested in the sport of derby. Practices and home games are hosted at KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. In the interest of their inclusive values, Sunday practices will be open to anyone interested in giving the sport a try. For $5, you can rent loaner gear and learn the sport from skaters in the organization. Read the full story in the Stevens Point Gazette. Cranes are in danger from lead ammunition and fishing tackle. The International Crane Foundation and the Wildlife Federation have signed a memorandum of understanding to further educate the public on the voluntary use of non-lead pellets or fragments, as cranes and other birds confuse them for seeds, which poisons them. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 47. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs around 78. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows around 56. Temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
To free Julian Assange with an original score by Brian Eno. There will be a screening and then a conversation moderated by John Nichols. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming here and being a part of today's big show.
A pleasure, Mike. Thanks.
Let's start from the perspective. John Nichols talked about a letter that was written on behalf of Julian, basically a letter written by other newspaper outlets, both domestically and in Europe. And they effectively are asking the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland to not prosecute your son, John, in this case, on espionage charges. Let's pick up from there. You are advocating for his release. Do you think any charges are appropriate at this point, sir?
No. You know, the releases that Julian did were done simultaneously with those five great newspapers, what we call legacy newspapers, the New York Times, Le Monde in Paris, El País in Madrid, and The Guardian in London, and Der Spiegel in Berlin. Now, they all did it simultaneously, so there can be, of course, no charges leveled against Julian as it's a public service, and the First Amendment allows for that. The balance of the 1 to 10 of the Bill of Rights also have been contravened in the case of Julian, even though he's not a U.S. citizen. The application of extraterritorial espionage charges against an Australian citizen working in London is more than extraordinary. Equally, the treaty between the United States and the United Kingdom over extradition disallows political extraditions. So that's a fulsome answer to your question. There is no reasons, no solid reasons, sound reasons in law for this pursuit.
Also, Mike, you've got...
Go ahead, Gabriel.
Yeah, you've got all the largest press freedom, human rights organisations in this country, in the United States, all calling for Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice to drop these charges. So you're talking about the ACLU, Human Rights Watch, Freedom of the Press Foundation, all the largest ones, Amnesty International. There's a group of around 25 who wrote a letter to Merrick Garland... just after that New York Times letter from the publisher, so about 10 days after that, Merrick Garland got a letter from these groups all calling for the charges to drop because of what they see as these charges as a threat to press freedom. I mean, if you go through this indictment and you actually read the indictment, you know, it's criminalising not just journalistic activity, but publishing. So, publishing of classified information, dealing with sources, and possession of classified information is all illegal if you were to follow this indictment.
Gabriel, John Nichols, a local columnist and moderator this evening at the Barrymore Theater, called this prosecution draconian, and the use of the Espionage Act for this purpose is draconian against your brother. We know that WikiLeaks was a lightning rod, and we know that they crossed the U.S. government, but do you think that a effort specifically is being made to effectively chill, to restrain Julian Assange's efforts in this matter? Is this to send a message to other journalists, independent or of the New York Times variety?
Yes, certainly, and that's this message that has been sent is, you know, if you do this sort of thing, if you publish this sort of information, classified national security information, information about war crimes, war crimes in Iraq, government corruption all through Latin America, this is what's going to happen to you. You will be locked in a prison. You know, Julian spent 4 years in a maximum security prison fighting this extradition. He's only held there at the request of the National Security DOJ. He's not serving a sentence. You will be locked in this prison. You will be held incommunicado. You will be taken away from view. Julian hasn't been allowed to even attend any of his court proceedings since January 2021. And so this is a sort of a message that's been sent to publishers, to journalists around the world, that if you do this sort of thing, this is what could happen to you. And that's why you see, all around the world, in parliaments, we have these bipartisan groups calling on the Garland Department of Justice and the Biden administration to drop these charges. You have groups in Australia, there's 50 parliamentarians, a quarter of the parliament, bipartisan from every party. Similarly in Germany, there's 80. In the United Kingdom, there's 30 from every party. You have all these groups who are saying that this is a threat to our societies, our democratic rights within our countries, for our journalists and for our publishers to do their critical role that they have in democracy, which is, you know, holding governments to account.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Gabriel Shipton. He is the brother of Julian Assange and his father, John. Join us in the Madison studio. Gentlemen, thank you for coming around. We appreciate it. When we talked earlier about these other publications, New York Times, Der Spiegel, also publishing some of these this information that Julian Assange did. And we're talking specifically about the Chelsea Manning release that showed these journalists and civilians getting killed in Iraq. Is that specifically what we're talking about?
Sure,
or are there
some
sure, of these other releases?
Sure are, yes. They were exactly the same as you just mentioned. The Iraq war files, the Afghan war logs, the cable set, and the Guantanamo Bay files, and the rules of engagement. So that all of those the charges, of course, limit themselves and do not include the collateral murder video describes three war crimes. I think it's had 20 million views now. That's not included, but all of the rest, as you say, are.
And as a citizen of this country, when our country acts on our behalf and those kinds of issues, I certainly want to see that. And I think those that release that information should be protected under our current laws. There were other releases. I want to get your sense. My understanding, the CIA hacking tools as well, and also working with Guccifer 2.0 and Roger Stone, kind of getting more into a political issue with regards to the 2016 election. Do you see a distinction between what started out in 2010 with these releases and what ended up being in 2016 with this campaign kind of interference situation?
Oh, gee, that's a... Well, let's deal with one item at a time. Now, in 2017, the head of CrowdStrike, who was called in by the DNC to look at their servers, for some reason or other they didn't use the FBI, testified under oath to Congress, to the Intelligence Committee headed by Adam Schiff, that there was no evidence of exfiltration of anything, files from the DNC servers. That is, the only conclusion available is that they were downloaded on a DVD or a thumb drive. That testimony to Congress was held back and only released in 2020. So we know full well that the Guccifer, what would you call it, canard or lies, you know, to be more forthright, let's just call it a canard anyway, are untrue. That's one. So that the foundations of those accusations remain unable to be verified, and as a consequence seem to be the lies they are. If we may say so, the leading candidate in the polls back then was Bernie Sanders. This is important to remember. And the DNC files revealed that the DNC committee had manipulated the primaries so that the winner of the primaries, Bernie Sanders, was cheated of his win and another candidate put in his place. That candidate didn't have the support that Bernie Sanders did have. And as a consequence, that candidate lost the following election.
Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocates. I have two fine guests here in the Madison studios, the brother and father of Julian Assange. Gabriel, I'm going to address you with this question, Julian Assange's brother. The Biden administration 3 days ago reportedly has made new statements that they have no intention of dropping the charges against your brother. Other than perhaps a media campaign and this documentary that's being screened, in this case in Madison at the Barrymore Theater, 7 o'clock tonight, and you can still get tickets, my understanding. But how do you change the mind of the Biden administration through the DOJ or through the executive branch? How do you envision changing that, those minds?
Well, you know, I think the change, as in many of these sort of public political campaigns, comes from the ground up. It's not going to be a change from the top down in that sense. So we have these public campaigns like touring with the film Ithaca. My father and I, by the mid-April, will have done 59 events where we've toured all over the country speaking to people in a sort of grassroots public campaign. And what we've seen now is this sort of moving upwards into the Congress. So people's concerns with the threats that these charges pose to their rights, to their democratic rights, are taking those concerns to their elected representatives. So you see now a Dear Colleagues letter in the Congress, led by Rashida Tlaib. Now it's got quite a few sign-ons and probably will get a few more before it's closed. But this is a sort of evidence of people taking their concerns upwards into Congress and really increasing the visibility of this case and those people who are actually against it. And I think the administration will, take notice. It's a Democratic administration. This is a group of Democrats within the Congress who are saying that these charges should be dropped. And it's not just us saying that. It's, the New York Times. It's the ACLU, it's all these Democratic-aligned institutions who are saying that, these charges are a threat to our democracies, that they're a threat to press freedom. And one thing that we heard the other day that was, that somebody's made this tweet and it says, there's no America without a free press, and there's no free press without a free Julian Assange.
Well said, sir. I've got more questions. I'm not sure how tight you guys are on time. Do you have a few more minutes for us on the other side? Really appreciate it. Gabriel and John Shipton, they are the brother and father of Julian Assange. There is an event going off tonight, and it is Ithaca, a fight to free Julian Assange. Our friend John Nichols from the Cap Times, from the Nation, will help moderate. After the viewing, there will be a conversation, and we're having a little more conversation with John and Gabriel Shipton. When we come back, I want to make sure I got your names right, gentlemen. I hope I didn't missay it. I often do that. More Devil's Advocates on the other side.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make.
And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Tomorrow night, dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Interview. Someone threw this one at you. I want you to address the accusations of former National Security Advisor John Bolton against Julian Assange. On that program, they quoted Bolton as saying Julian had committed clear criminal activity. John, you don't see it quite that way.
With John Bolton, this is somewhat, you know, like that was the image of in that cartoon of Yosemite Sam, you know, with his flapping his hand and drawing his guns and shooting into the air. No, it's clearly, you know, some decline of moral integrity to charge a publisher with publishing information, particularly as we find it's inconvenient to the group that John Bolton belongs to. There was never, you know, never a war or never more blood spilling that John didn't find himself attracted to, nor defending. The actual charges against Julian, espionage charges. Julian's an Australian citizen in first place, and second place, as I mentioned, he was working in London at the time. And in the furthermore, those great newspapers that we have already mentioned published simultaneously, and equally John Young's site in New York, Cryptone, has all of the information from the Iraq War files, the Afghan War files, the Guantanamo Bay files, and the cable set on his website and has never been even questioned or had a phone call. So we can see that the pursuit of Julian is done so as an example to anybody that wants to report upon national security matters, whether classified or whether actual reportage and analysis. We can see that. We can also see that the exercise of certain sections of the United States using the United States laws to reach out into other communities and judicially kidnap those that they don't like. Now, this is a contortion of international diplomatic relationships, and as a consequence of that, the Australian Prime Minister has said that he sees no purpose in these charges and enough's enough, has raised the matter with the appropriate level of institutions in the United States, and they are meeting again in the next couple of weeks, and we believe that the matter will be raised again.
You're listening to The Devil's Advocates, two fine guests in the Madison studios. That is John and Gabriel. I've got the next question for you. They are the father and brother of Julian Assange, Gabriel Shipton. Let me ask you, new reporting at Truth Out released earlier today, Peter Handel, the author, I'm not sure if you've seen this newest piece on your brother, Julian Assange, but the headline, CIA's War on WikiLeaks is a scandal worthy of congressional investigation. First and foremost, sir, do you think this is a CIA-directed war on your brother? And do you think congressional investigation is the proper venue?
Well, certainly there has been a war waged on Julian from certain elements within the CIA. You know, we know that from 2017, when Mike Pompeo took over as CIA director, it was all about WikiLeaks. It was all about Julian, and they were embarrassed. Pompeo was very much embarrassed by the leaking from the analysis that WikiLeaks published about the CIA hacking tools that they would use to, say, hack into your television in your house to turn it into a microphone, or how they would hack into iPhones of the American public. And they were very embarrassed about those leaks, and so that's when Mike Pompeo really stepped things up. And we've seen reports now, reporting done by three journalists in Washington, D.C., that's cited 30 intelligence sources, both current and former intelligence community sources, that said there were plots to kidnap Julian that went as high as the Trump White House. And also the monitoring of Julian inside the Ecuadorian embassy. We know that there were high-definition cameras all put through the embassy, listening devices put through the embassy, where Julian's conversations, Julian's privileged meetings with his lawyers and doctors were all recorded and flown back to the USA every 15 days. The CEO of the security company who was in charge of all this spying did over 100 trips to the USA in that period. So we have this evidence from this reporting, as well as leakers who worked for the security company that the Ecuadorians had hired. These leakers leaked all this information, all these security camera footage, to a Spanish court, who is now conducting an investigation. And I think you know, the American public, when they hear about these things, they are shocked. It is a shocking activity that these legally privileged meetings are recorded, that there were plots to kidnap Julian from where he'd been given asylum in the embassy. So I'm not surprised that there are calls for these sorts of investigations into these activities.
Gentlemen, we have about 2 minutes left. John, I want to ask you, do you have faith in the U.S. justice system? Do you think Julian could get a fair trial here if it ever came to that?
No, not at all. You know, the espionage, what we call and is commonly known as the espionage court in Elizabeth, Virginia, is never had an acquittal. It's utilized for the purpose of insisting that any espionage charge is has a guilty verdict. Also, of course, 175 years jail if you're proven guilty. You can appeal, but it'll take you 10 years to get a hearing in the Supreme Court. Gabriel has a little bit more to add on this matter.
Well, just a comment on that Eastern District of Virginia Court. The jury pool there is taken from the surrounding area, which is made up of Defense Department workers, intelligence community contractors, as well as the CIA. So you really, the deck is stacked against you if you're going in into that court. And it's chosen for that very reason. Also, Julian would be kept in, shocking prison conditions here that would lead to a detrimental effect on his health that we are very fearful of as well.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. John and Gabriel Shipton, go see the event tonight. Barrymore Theater, get tickets at Barrymore Live, Ithaca. A fight to free Julian Assange with an original score by Brian Eno and a moderated conversation with our friend John Nichols after.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.